The Santa Cruz Massacre, known as the Dili Massacre, was the shooting of at least 250 East Timorese pro-independence demonstrators in the capital Dili in 1991, during the Indonesian occupation of the country. The massacre was witnessed by two American journalists, Amy Goodman and Alan Nair, and filmed by Max Stahl, who managed to smuggle the video footage to Australia. The report caused outrage around the world and exposed the Indonesian genocide in East Timor. It's estimated between 100 and 300,000 East Timorese were killed during Indonesia's brutal occupation. Max Stahl continued his coverage of East Timor beyond Indonesian massacres to the birth of Timor-Leste and beyond. Mr. Stahl was buried in Brisbane yesterday, and the Wire's contributor from Bay FM, Dr. John Jiggins, investigated.
Max Stahl was born in England, spent a great deal of his life in East Timor. The funeral promises to be a diverse gathering, with a significant Australian Army presence, members of Queensland's Catholic hierarchy, peace activists, and members of the East Timorese community. East Timor held their celebration to honour Max Stahl earlier this week. Here is former Timor-Leste Foreign Minister and President José Ramos Horta delivering his eulogy.
Dili, May 20, 2002. Leaders from around the world and millions of viewers witnessed the birth of Timor-Leste, the first nation of the 21st century. A story of a struggle for independence that owes much to one man, the British citizen Christopher Vander, who adopted the name Max Stahl.
I was interested in Timor because partly it was a very strange case. I had grown up in Latin America. My father was a British diplomat in El Salvador, and I'd been there filming the war after that. And I was fascinated by the thought that there was this little country with a Latin history had been somehow or other able and willing to resist against massive odds at that stage for more than 15 years, with the estimated loss of around a quarter of the entire population. I wanted to tell that story.
Dili, Timor-Leste, November 12, 1991. The story of the massacre at Santa Cruz Cemetery shocked the world and pushed the resistance of the Timorese against the Indonesian occupation from oblivion.
So here was evidence that you could hardly deny, you know, people being slaughtered in front of the camera. You couldn't deny that stuff. So all these people who wanted to deny it had to face it. They had to answer questions from their press. They had to answer questions from the solidarity groups that then took up the causes in East Timor.
From then on, Max Stahl entered the liberation struggle, body and soul. Here, he spent most of his life. He married and raised his children. He worked hard, extremely hard, with his Timorese team. Here, he has received numerous national awards. He went elsewhere, but his spirit, his soul, his legacy stay with us. And I can speak for Shanana Guzmán, for Taumata Rua, for Lere, for the so many heroes of this country. Those gone and those who still with us. I can speak for the people of Timor-Leste, for the anonymous people, all who knew Max Stahl in person or know of his immense contribution to this country. And the best legacy that we can live up to, we can maintain, is the Max Audio Visual Center. Let's keep it, let's honor it, because it is a profound lesson of love, of integrity, of journalism to the people of Timor-Leste and to the world.
The Wire's Dr. John Jiggins with that story.